It's been more than 2 weeks. He picked up my books and returned them to the big library, but he hasn't been back. I was wondering why we hadn't seen him lately.
No one has seen him for a while, said Violet.
Then she explained how Grandfather's friend had asked him to come look for Andrew.
That's very strange,
Irene agreed.
Ranger Belden loves his job. He wouldn't just quit.
I've talked to officials at the Park Service, said Grandfather, but they don't know where he is either.
If Ranger Belden is lost in the Glades, he could be in real trouble,
Irene said.
That's what we're afraid of, said Henry.
James Alden pointed to the sign.
I see airboat tours are given here.
Irene nodded eagerly.
My father, Billy Osceola, has his own airboat. He often drives tourists into the Glades.
Can we ride on your father's airboat to look for Andrew Belden?
Benny asked.
Maybe we'll find him that way.
Now Irene frowned.
Tourists like the airboats because they're exciting, but they are very noisy. The big motors scare the birds and animals.
Then she brightened.
But we can look for Ranger Belden by canoe. Canoes are quiet and safe. We can go almost anywhere in them. Places you can't get to on foot or by bike.
The canoes were all rented, so Grandfather rented 3 canoes for the next day. They bade Irene goodbye. Back on their bikes, the Aldens pedaled away from Miccosukee Village to the ranger station. But no one there had heard from or seen Andrew Belden in several days. The Everglades National Park had many employees and a dozen visitor centers. Plus, there were feeding stations for wildlife and campsites.